Allstate.com.
Congressman Todd Akin continues to wrestle with rape comments that aren't helping him with Republican women and Republican men. His own party wants to have him ditched out of the race. So far, he's not bowing to the pressure. Just some of what we're going to be talking about here in this hour of America Tonight. So welcome to the show, everybody. But right from the top, quickly, and we're going to go to the phones. I'm going to throw out the numbers. No matter what your stripes, remember, right of right, left of left, you're always invited to this party. On the airways, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Couple of key questions. The Republicans hold their convention in Tampa. A tropical storm is bearing down on the city, looking like it's going to go right to it. Could turn into a hurricane. If you are the Democratic mayor, do you tell the Republicans we're not doing this convention at the last minute? Or do you have the convention and pray that the hurricane misses the city? Pick B, because this mayor is sweating it out. If he closes down Tampa, it'll be a nightmare for him and for all the businesses who were hoping to make some loot off of the 70,000 people that are going to be there. Otherwise, they'll lose money. Money, humans, possibilities. I don't know. You're weighing the odds. He honestly is at the ultimate crap table trying to make decisions. And can he really make those decisions, or could somebody overrule him like the governor? I think Rick Scott would be enraged if they tried to close Tampa, because they're going to say, oh, there's a good possibility it misses the city, but then if it didn't, oh, how awful would that be? So here's the other big bad question. If you are the governor of California, that would be Jerry Brown, and you have to make a decision on illegals having driver's licenses, what do you do? How is California in this situation? Well, I'll tell you how. Because the president's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, that's what it's called, gives a group of undocumented immigrants the right, of course, to work, to get the work permits, to live and work in our country for 2 years without being deported. So you got to have a driver's license to get to work, right? How do you grant driver's licenses to people who don't have documents? How do you do that? How do they get that? They get these federal deferrals. They're going to be eligible. That's what the Department of Motor Vehicles is saying in Cali, that if they get federal deferrals, they're going to be eligible for a license. So that makes it pretty interesting, doesn't it? The glitch is that state regulations allow only certain types of federal immigration documents to support the idea that you're going to get a driver's license, you know, to give you one, to issue one to you. And if this program provides people with new or different immigration documents, then they'd have to have some kind of clarification. It's nutty. Unless the governor takes a stand against issuing driver's licenses, then the legislation probably would be a layup, because they've got a Democratic-controlled legislature there, so they'll just push it through. That's what they'll probably do. But is that fair or foul? Should they be able to get driver's licenses? I think of what I went through to get a driver's license. I think of probably what some of you went through. Do you remember the first time you even got one? Or if you've moved around and then you have to go and get another one, what a hassle it is. They practically asked me to give blood last time I got a flip on a driver's license. Oh, man. All right, so we've just scratched the surface. A long way to go, other things to talk about. Let's go to Tim, who's listening to us in the great state of New York. Hey, Tim.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
Hi, listen, I didn't get to talk to you the other night. I just wanted to chime in about that Romney and the tax, his tax information.
Sure.
here's where I was looking at this. Now I know you said that you thought he had come forth enough with what he had, but you know, people have been, I think people look at it from the standpoint that they have been, shall we say, in other instances, sold a bill of goods.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're actually looking for, I think, is some people may be looking for, I myself would be looking for how my personal practices are and what they're going to do with the public practices if I take office. So in order to stop this, shall we say, soap opera election, get down to the brass tacks and say, okay, here's how I operate, and that may be what people can look forward to if he gets in office. I don't really think it's a bad thing for him to do if he's got nothing to hide. I think it can only help him.
I don't mean to interrupt you for a second, Tim. Hang on a second. I don't think here's what I think. To me, it just seems like wasted time, but I get it. You're right. If the perception is, oh, listen, we've been down this road before, a bunch of fairy tales, then let's just see it. Just bring it out. Just roll it all out. Because there's nothing to hide. You said you pay at least 13%, so we don't care. Just satisfy the urge. Everybody wants you to scratch the itch, so let's see it. Bring them out. What can it hurt? And I guess the more you don't do it, there is always that deal that people think you're hiding something, so maybe revealing it is the best thing, I guess, if that's what you're thinking.
Well, I am, only because, you know, sometime somewhere along the line here, these two are going to have to get down to the issues and not just keep slamming each other.
Sure.
Because, I mean, if we're going to have a situation where we're slamming each other and not getting to the issues, we're just putting somebody else in office and we don't even know what the hell he's going to do. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, why not let's hear everything? Yeah.
I just think that, you know, with what time is left, it's time to stand up to the issues. If you don't have anything that you can say about the issues, you know, maybe you shouldn't be running. If you can't answer a question, and I don't care if it's Democrat or Republican, if you can't get, you know, if you can't come across as something that the American people can believe in, then, you know, why would anybody want to elect you, number one? And you know, you're out there giving out your resume, and this is how you're going to get hired, elected. You know, maybe you don't have all the answers, but boy, you better have some kind of a concept of what you want to do before you get in there.
I agree with that. I think you have to have some kind of a concept. You won't have all the answers. Nobody has all the answers. No one's omniscient. But I agree. You have to have some answers. We want meat. That's what you're telling us, Tim, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. Give us some content. Content is king. Young people want content. Why? Because that's what they do. They bury their heads in phones, and they're looking at stuff all day long, so they're seeing content. Give us some content to what the problems are, what you believe you can do. It doesn't mean, you know, the president is not the legislative body, but go down that road with us. We'll definitely hear it, I believe, when we have the debates for sure. Along the campaign trail, we've heard a few things. It's like the Romney saying, and Ryan said this too, about creating the 12 million jobs. Okay, how are the 12 million jobs being created? Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What to do about driver's licenses and illegals? Well, now in California, and because of what's happened with the president, what are you going to do? Of course, you've got to come up with the driver's licenses, figure out the red tape, cut it in half, throw it away, and start all over again. They're laying the groundwork for extending the privilege of driving to about 400,000 immigrants at this point. That's what's going to happen. Once they get the federal deferrals, they'll be eligible to get a Cali license. That's it. Game, set, and match. But what will this do around the country? I'll be interested to see this. Because there's been a 20-year ban in response. They're going to have to lift this 20-year ban that's been there with this deferred action program. They have to do it. Allowing every California resident to get driver's licenses, certainly, I'm just saying, and I think I could come up with some statistics to back this up, certainly it's certainly be interesting to see what happens with public safety. Would it help? Because you wouldn't have people driving illegally or without insurance. I know maybe in one way it would flush out the cockroaches who won't get insurance. The worst is when you have uninsured people around you and they smash into you. I know a lot of people that were red hot over that happening to them. So maybe in one sense, that's what would go on. And that's what I meant by cockroach. You have people that are driving around all over the place crazy nuts and have hit people, and they don't have insurance. And now they would have to have insurance, and if they didn't, they would impound the car. You got about 38 million people in California. How many people would apply for the program? I guess that's the other thing. They don't necessarily have to do that. Let's go to Dan, who's listening to us in the mosquito, West Nile-ridden state of Texas. I'm just kidding, since I'm living there myself. Dan, how are you?
Hey.
I love that delayed reaction noise. What's going on?
Global warming is real. Polar bears are breaking into North Alaska pharmacies stealing sunscreen.
But I'm bump.
And you don't have to worry about California. We get a few more Mexicans into that state, it'll fall off into the ocean due to the weight.
I thought you were going to say it's going to be annexed, and we're just going to give it back to Mexico.
Oh,
take it away.
We could do that, too, and the financial loss would be theirs. Okay. Time to get serious. As far as Romney's taxes, you and I have already discussed that. If the IRS didn't find anything, nobody else is going to either.
Yeah.
Okay? Two, this is just a ploy to, shall we say, keep Obama from having to talk about the fact that he has tried to destroy America. There are no jobs for the kids that are in high school and college. There is no jobs for people out there. There's just no jobs. Every time you see this man, ask him, where's the jobs?
Mm-hmm.
And he can't, I ain't here today. Stand up and be a man, Mr. President. Stand up and get a pair. You know, prove that you really are real. And if we want to get rid of imported people, let's send him to Kenya, okay?
Give him
back to the country where he came from.
Oh, you are so bad.
No, here's the thing. Now, what about you, honey? I mean, what's going on in your world? Oh, and by the way, I was going to do a dirty old man routine on you, but, you know, say something like
you,
that.
I was waiting for a good joke. I got a joke for you.
Let's hear this joke.
You can't.
How's that?
You are awful.
I know. I just can't do a dirty old man. I'm just not that good at it. But anyway, you know, I'll come up with some impressions for you in the future.
Okay.
And I'll find some more material for you. I got my visual reader's digest here. I'll look through it. for people that can't see you without a pair of binoculars.
I like it. A pair of binoculars.
Now, what's going on with you?
We're doing the show. We're going to Tampa. We're going to take our Gordon Fisherman rain gear in case the hurricane hits.
That hurricane will go left after it bounces off of Cuba.
I think it'll go to the Gulf.
It'll go right straight towards New Orleans.
I'll
bet you a dollar to a donut. That's where it winds up.
They're worried about the oil stacks out there, yeah.
Well,
the
platforms. It's going to affect that, but it ain't going to affect Tampa that much, I don't think.
You don't think. If you look at the path, it's hard to tell, though. Could hit that direction.
Listen, they come up with some little mini scenarios. It could wind up in North Carolina.
It could be in New Jersey. It's going to New Jersey. I know it. Snooki's in trouble.
Get hurricanes, do they?
Yes.
New Jersey don't get
When
was the last time New Jersey got a hurricane?
They had a terrible one, Hurricane Agnes. I want to say it was like in the 80s. It wiped out so much of the Jersey Shore.
Well,
yeah.
Corrected.
Yeah. It's rare. I mean, it's not like the Gulf Coast by any stretch of the imagination. Dano, thanks, man. He always gets his little jabs about Obama in the end. You know, the one thing he did say, though, it's very true. I don't care who's the president. I don't care if the president is a Republican, is a Democrat. Don't tell us about what the person did and how they screwed up before you. Because here's the thing. You cannot run. You know what the facts are. If there was the banks too big to fail, if there was the economy, if there was TARP, if there was whatever, and you thought, well, you know what? I just don't want to be blamed for all this because I'm not going to be able to cut through all this. It's not going to happen. I have great ideas. If you want to lead, you just lead. I hate the blame game. Anybody. I don't even like working with people where it's constantly about that other person. They really messed things up. It's their fault. That's the reason the ratings are bad. It's all them. It's them. It's them. Ugh. Yeah, I think that's why. I mean, really, honestly, I think that's why a lot of bosses, that's why they created partially, because there's other nonsense, but partially that's why there's like the HR department, because there has to be a buffer. somebody running some kind of company, whether they started it from the ground up or where, whatever position they're in, they don't want to hear the constant whining about how some person screwed them over and it was their fault and that's why this didn't happen and this is blah, blah, blah. And I hate that looking back and blaming the other person, because don't run. If you know you're getting a bad, you know you're going to get a bad deal, which that happens. You know you're getting a bad deal and you forecast it and you sit down with your advisors and you look down the road, then you just don't go there. You just don't go there. You stay in the Senate. Stay in the Senate. Just sit there and salivate a little bit over the possibility. Marinate the idea. You know, start to marinate. Get into some of those committees. And then take it all over. Try to run the next time around. So if that doesn't wash. Yes, there were things that were inherited. Every president inherited some, usually, if we went back in history, they've inherited some, quotes, raw deal in some proposal or some law or something that happened, or the state of the economy because of XYZ, but, you know, we don't really, I don't really want to hear about it. This is something that I just feel like we need to shove somebody in the dungeon. I'm just not sure who. I'm just going to say different branches of the government. I'm going to give them to you. How about the United States Agency for International Development? How about the Department of Defense? The Department of Defense had 64 conferences between 2005 and 2011 that cost more than $3,000 per person, right? Per person, or $600 each day for the person's attendance. What's with all the conferencing with government agencies? So I'm going to say, you know, the government needs to chillax on having all these conferences. There's a thing called Skype. Can't they Skype each other or do something different? On that note, Donovan, just throw the whole government in the dungeon if you would.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, we bankrolled a lot of other people's parties. That's what it is. It's other people's parties. And you ask them and they'll say, oh no, it's just a great party. You gotta come. It's just a great party. The United States Department of Agriculture, they had 15 conferences since 2005. The Interior Department, what are they talking about? 9 conferences. The Department of Health and Human Services, 8. Housing and Urban Development, 5. Department of Education, 2. That's more palatable. Small Business Administration, let's have some parties there. Maybe they can create something. 2. Yeah, we have bankrolled lots of parties, lots of them. The GSA, that was just the tip of the iceberg. Remember they had that mind reader? And they had those crazy team-building exercises where they drummed during the whole conference. Yeah, it's my money and your money. That's where it went.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. I've been talking now for almost a year, hard to believe, on what a difference Beyond Tangy Tangerine has made for me. I've said this, I've only ever endorsed or taken two products, really, and really, really have liked both of them. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine has been a game changer because I wasn't taking any multivitamins. I was feeling like I was lethargic, didn't have that energy, and I, you know, had the Buddha belly, and it's amazing what it has done for me, especially the kick that it takes to take me through the day, and how much different I feel as far as, you know, everything, especially when it comes to, I keep going back to this, especially when it comes back to my energy level. So I was stunned when I was out shopping the other day and I picked up Consumer Reports just for our next guest, Ben Fuchs, you know, my favorite, because he's the one who turned me on to Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And the cover says 10 surprising dangers of vitamins and supplements, how to protect your family. Ben, I sent you a note about it and I was really stunned when I read the article, and I wanted to get your take on what their proof was as to why all of a sudden vitamins and supplements are dangerous.
Well, what did I tell you when you said, what did I just say to you, we're going to do this report?
You're going to pulverize it.
We're going to pulverize it. We're going to explode it to smithereens. We're going to destroy it from the face of the earth where it should be destroyed. See, this is the thing, Katie. You and I are complicit in a way because we're journalists. I mean, you more than me, probably, but you know, we're in this journalism media business, and we're guilty of something that's very, we got bad karma for this. We're going to get payback for this. And that is misleading people through headlines, and misleading people through blurbs, misleading people through sound bites. We do a lot of misleading here in this media business of ours, and no business is more misleading, egregiously, hugely, than the print business, because they need to get your attention quickly. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
The headline needs to friggin' grab you. And so they write headlines. And so what we as human beings have to do is we have to become This is a very interesting phrase here. I know you've heard it, but a lot of people may haven't. It's called critical thinkers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You've got to wade through the headlines. The headlines are there to just grab you at your lowest, most instinctual level. 10 surprising dangers, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so let's go over these supposed 10 surprising dangers, all right? You want to go one by one?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, good. All right, number one, supplements are not risk-free. I love this one. This is number one, okay? Now, more than 6,300 reports of serious adverse events associated with dietary supplements, including vitamins and herbs, streamed into the FDA for supplement companies. The reports more than, of the 10,300 serious deaths, 2,100 hospitals, 1,000 serious injuries, 900 emergency room visits, and 4,000 important medical events. So that sounds really bad, right?
Yes.
1,000 serious, holy cow. But let's read this one more time, okay? More than 6,300 reports of serious events associated with dietary supplements, including vitamins and herbs, streamed to the FDA for supplement companies. You hear what I said? By
yes.
the way, they changed it from 6,300 reports. I'm noticing now 6,300 to 10,000.
Yeah.
The numbers change here in the story. But in any
sure.
case, the point is there's a lot of these things, right? But did you hear what I said?
Yes.
More than 6,300 reports of serious adverse events associated with dietary supplements, including vitamins and herbs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now it says dietary supplements, including vitamins and herbs. Now, where do you suppose these adverse events are coming from? They're coming from herbs, and herbs are not vitamins.
Yeah.
This collapsing of herbs with vitamins and calling the whole thing nutritional supplements is so sneaky and so deceitful and robs so many people of their right to good nutrition that whoever thought of it is an evil genius that will pay for this in the next life, if not here. This is so terrible. There's so many. How many people are going to be freaked out about nutrients because somebody lumped vitamins and herbs? And I can only think this is done intentionally, because to a chemist, a vitamin and an herb are about the same as they're like two completely different entities, two completely different molecules. They have nothing in common with each other.
Right.
Supplements are food. I mean, a herb is a food. It's a it's like a medicinal compound.
Sure.
Vitamin is a very simple molecule that the body must have. You hear that? Must have. You cannot die from a vitamin unless you take ridiculous, idiotic amounts, 25 bottles of vitamin A, some crazy, idiotic amount. Maybe you'll get sick. You cannot die from these things, people. Vitamin K, maybe if you got, you know, drank or ate a whole bunch of it, you might bleed to death. You might have, it's a clotting vitamin, so you may have clotting problems.
Right,
that's
but otherwise, no.
Yes.
Yeah.
It could not be more safe. There's
right.
Next to water, there's nothing safer. That's number
right.
one. I know we got a lot of busting to do here, so let's continue. Does that make sense, though?
It makes sense.
You don't want to collapse herbs and plant materials, things like ephedra and St. John's wort. You don't want to collapse these herbs together with vitamins and minerals that are essential with a capital E, meaning you must have them. Number two, some supplements are really prescription drugs. That means that they're supplements spiked with prescription drugs. Well, that's not a reason to be freaked out about your vitamins. That's a reason to make sure that you're buying reputable companies.
That's right.
That's not the reason to not do it, because it might be spiked with prescription drugs. Number three, you can overdose on vitamins and minerals. With rare exception, there are some minerals you can overdose on. Vitamins you cannot overdose on. And by the way, what does overdose mean? Overdose means you overdose.
Right.
Too big a dose. Yes, you can overdose by definition, I suppose, but you're not going to run into toxicities with the exception of three or four minerals. And minerals are different from vitamins. Again, minerals are different from vitamins. Minerals, there's three or four minerals, selenium, zinc, iron. There's a few minerals because they're so powerful and they're so active, you have to be very careful with them, which is why you want to take them as best as you can in foods and in the supplement drinks, colloidal supplement drinks like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. That's why you want to take them that way.
Right.
Because they're balanced.
Sure, that's why I like it. Yeah.
Exactly. You don't have to do it all on your own. You can't depend on warning labels. Well, okay. I mean, is that a reason to be afraid of your supplements because you can't depend on your warning labels? What the heck? I didn't even understand where that came from. That's why
I didn't either.
scraping the bottom of the barrel. Okay, you can't depend on warning labels. Well, do your own research, but that doesn't mean you don't want your nutritional supplements.
Right.
None are proven.
I agree.
This is a good one. This is a good one. None are proved to cure major diseases.
I know.
That's
I saw
another
that.
Another sneaky one.
Yes.
You make it sound like, oh, they're, you don't take these things to cure diseases. You take these things so you don't get diseases. You take these things because your body runs on them. And when your body does not have them, every bit as much as if your car doesn't have engine fluid and gasoline and everything you need in a car, because the body needs much more than a car, your car is going to break down and your body breaks down when it happens with the body. It has nothing to do with curing major diseases. And every so often you'll see a study comes out, vitamin E shown not to cure heart disease. You know, well, nobody's saying it's going to cure heart disease.
Sure, of course not. Yeah.
That's called allopathic nutrition, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Medicine is allopathy, where you use medicine, you use drugs to fight the disease. Allo means different, pathy means disease. Allopathy means when you fight the disease, and that's how drugs work. So when you use nutrients in this fashion, it's like pharmaceutical nutrients. It's like allopathic nutrition. It's not the way nutrients are supposed to work. Number six, don't buy from Botanicas. I have no idea where that's from.
I know. That's what I said. What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Yeah, okay. Check with your doctor. Yeah.
Don't buy. Before using traditional herbs, again, by the way, they lump, Botanicas apparently are herbal pharmacies. So they're lumping the herbs together with the nutrients again. Seven is just a rehash of eight, of five. Heart and cancer protection not proved. Great. Okay. That's not the point. You don't take nutrients to protect yourself or you don't take nutrients to target specific systems. You take nutrients because you want your whole body to run every bit as much as you need gasoline to have your car run. That's
absolutely.
Is that a hard sell?
That's I get it. That's what worked for me.
I mean, how is that so difficult for the average person, do you think? I mean, I've been in the business a long time. Maybe I'm just taking things for granted. Do you think as a layperson yourself,
mm-hmm.
that it's a hard concept to understand that your body runs on vitamins?
No.
It's not hard, is it?
No, and you explained it so well. This past year, that has been the brilliance of Ben Fuchs. You have explained that. What was missing, what's lacking, what you need to get. Absolutely.
Well,
yeah,
no, it's
obvious.
Do you think to the average person, though, that's a hard, that's something that they haven't heard? Or
no.
It's a hard sell?
No, I don't think it's a hard sell. No.
No? I don't think it should be either. I'm just wondering, maybe I'm missing something when
no.
I read articles like this.
No.
Pills can irritate the esophagus. Are you kidding me? Okay. Are you kidding me? I'm not even going to address that. But use the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Some natural products or anything but, that's a very interesting one. Let's get to that in a second. In fact, that should be a whole conversation. Some natural products or anything, but number 10, you may not need supplements at all. I beg to differ. Our foods are so corrupted from the ground up. There is absolutely no way. The ground, the soil itself is so depleted of nutrients, of minerals, that there's no way the plants can have what they need, and there's no way that animals that eat the plants can have what they need. Not only that, but animals and plants are given pesticides and hormones and various chemicals that have to be processed by the body as poisons and toxins. Do you know, Katie, this is so important, and this is so fundamental. Most of our food not only does not give us nutrition, it costs us nutrition.
Yes.
To process it. So not only are you losing nutrients with your food by not getting it, you're losing more to process the food.
I know. I know. It's ridiculous.
It's huge.
I know.
Huge,
it's huge.
Huge.
It's huge, and we've talked about that so much. Ben, we are out of time. You diffused everything. Next time you come on, let's dig further into you might need supplements at all.
There's one that I didn't talk about. I want to talk about that one.
All right, so next time when you come on, we're going to talk about that, okay?
Okay, good deal, Kate.
Ben Fuchs, thanks so much, as always.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Ben, going off on Consumer Reports and their big cover story about vitamins and supplements, I agree with him if you really look closer at the information, but that's everything. Yeah, there's always the headline, how much is too much? What about this? Buy with cautions. Buy with caution from Biotanicals. So, yeah, there were some crazy things in there. Although it's a good reminder to know the things that you're not getting, also to figure out what you're getting plenty of. You know, it's like there, I understand the calcium debate. You have all these women that get osteoporosis because they're not getting enough calcium. Then there's this overboard thing where they're just pumping themselves full of calcium while they're drinking milk and taking pills and eating other things that relate to it. So it's overkill, and overkill's not good in anything that you do. I don't think it's a killer, but like I'm suggesting in the word overkill, but it's not, what is it doing for you? At some point, it's not doing anything then if you've now hit it so hard in the opposite direction. But interesting, there's lots of debates about vitamins and supplements, and I think, as I said to Ben there, for me, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is just great because you mix it in the water, and I know I wasn't getting enough minerals. Then, you know, even a doctor told me that in, you know, what are you doing for vitamin C? What are you getting where are you getting all of this and where are you getting that? And I wasn't eating enough fruits and enough vegetables anyway. So there you have it. Like anything else, you always have to look beneath the surface. Speaking of looking beneath the surface, you know, there's a lot of things that we could take off on here on America Tonight. Sometimes we do. And we're going to start to do that a little bit more coming into the future, focus on a couple of great series, looking more at gun control versus gun rights, and, you know, or really gun rights and gun control, the debate over gun control because of the things that have happened recently. But really, what do the statistics show? Because you'll have a lot of statistics that are thrown out there, especially from the UK, that if you look at them closely, they don't really make any sense. And we're going to have on some people from the UK and from Canada and from here in the United States to talk more about that, and from some of the college campuses to find out what they're doing in terms of, there's been a debate about students being armed. And it's a debate that happened in Texas, and it's a debate that happened actually a while ago in Wisconsin, too, because of some of the shootings that we've seen after the Virginia shooting on the campus, after the shooting at the movie theater in July. You know, you wonder how many, you know, how safe are you in public, and are there certain places where it warrants, hey, you know, if you had the possibility of being armed, look what could have happened here. Look at how someone could have made a difference and saved, you know, so many other people from a similar fate, unfortunately. Let's move to something else that caught my eye earlier in the day as a duh moment. We've talked a lot about the mail, and I don't know about how many of you are about mail. Does anyone even ever mail you anything interesting anymore? Do you get postcards? Do you get letters? Do you get that kind of stuff, birthday cards? Or is it all emailed or phone calls and, you know, whatnot? Do you just get spam? It is like spam. Do you just get a bunch of flyers and bills? Or what is it that you get when you're getting the mail delivered? Because with the post office going bankrupt, it's only a matter of time before there's no Saturday delivery. And the motto of the U.S. Post Office reads, you know, neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of night. And you always see that written all over the place, that they, it says stay, if you wanted to really hear the whole saying, it'd be stays these counters from the swift completion of their appointed rounds. But what happens when a mail person goes on vacation, your mail guy, your mailman or woman goes on vacation? Jersey City, people that live in an apartment building there say when their letter carrier took a week off, their mail delivery was gone too. So what happened to the mail? How come it wasn't being delivered? Seems a little ridiculous, doesn't it? The post office said that the substitute carrier notified a manager on the weekend that the key to the building was missing, so they didn't deliver the mail. And obviously they didn't do it a couple of days after that either, because they lost it. They thought they had it, then they lost it, and then a bunch of other nonsense. So the post office was waiting for the substitute letter carrier to come back from vacation to figure out what happened, because the residents, after they thought they got the key, they still didn't get their mail. So the mail basically was missing for 10, 11 days. Ooh, that could kill a bill cycle. Or if somebody sent you a card and they're waiting to, you know, they sent you something clever in the mail and they're waiting for a response, but you don't respond because you had no idea. Yeah, that wouldn't be good. So I wonder what the scoop was there. You know, they told the people they could have just had their mail stopped. Hey, we don't know what's going on with the substitute, and, oh, yeah, the person who is actually on vacation. So maybe you stop your mail, or maybe you just wait to see, wait and see what happens. Yeah, that's the ticket. Let's wait and see what happens. Then you call all the companies where you owe money and tell them that your mail wasn't delivered. It's like the dog ate my homework excuse. How many bill companies, credit card companies, the water company, whatever, how many of them are going to believe your story? And the answer is probably a goose egg, because it sounds made up, unless enough people from the same area call in. Rick in Illinois, he gets the last word on this show. I bet he always gets his mail. Rick, do you get any letters or cards or anything in your mail?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, I still use the mail, write letters.
I like that. I like getting letters. I like that. Good. Cool.
Yeah. But are you doing nailing Palin this year?
You have Palin. You've obliterated Palin on this show. Are you kidding? She won't even come on. She says she refuses to come on the show until Rick in Illinois goes away.
Well, I just wondered, games on Thursday night. So are you going to do them or a day earlier? Or?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know what? I haven't even thought about it yet because we've got nailed the score. I'm just thinking, we don't care. We care about the real stuff. We don't care about preseason. So, yeah, we'll have to do it before.
Every game's on Thursday night this year.
Every game?
You're
right. You know what? You're right. Looking at the schedule, you're right. I didn't even think about that. Because now Thursday was so popular, they added the rest of the, they added more than just a few games. So, do you work for us part time? So Wednesday, we will move it to Wednesday. Because we have to, or we'd never have a Thursday game. So thank you. You're right. We're gonna have to shift nail the score.
I don't know how you can work that this year.
Yeah, that's the only way to do it, because if we don't do that, then we would miss out on the possibility of the computer picking a Thursday game, and some of those Thursday games will be good.
Very tight games, too.
I know. Yeah. Wow. Thanks for reminding us. Thanks for reminding us. That's good, because that's coming up soon. Spread the word, Rick. Spread it all over Illinois that they should call in. They can get some swag from America tonight if they nail the score. It's a good way to promo that. It's something that we do every single week during the football season, and you don't have to be a rocket scientist to come up with a guess. It's like circling numbers in the lottery, only you don't have to pay the buck or two. The game of the week, once it's chosen, you say who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be.
First drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.